It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Clay Masters. Iowa will hold its primary election next week. Democratic Senator Tom Harkin is retiring, and that's set off a domino effect of politicians vying for higher office. And this midterm election could make history if voters send a woman to Washington. It's one of only two states that have never done so or elected a woman as governor. There's no simple answer to the mystery, but there are some hints. The state is down to just four congressional districts. It really likes incumbents. After all, Senator Harkin will have served three decades, and he's Iowa's junior senator. And then there's academic research showing family responsibilities can hold women back from seeking office. Former Iowa Republican State Senator Maggie Tensman rejects that.
In Iowa, you're going to live to be 100. 20 years you have children. I've raised three children. What are you doing the other 80 years? You can still have a career. How about some public service?
Tensman ran for the U.S. Senate in 1996. Years later, she co-founded a nonpartisan group working to get more women to run for the state house, frequently a stepping stone to Washington. Two women in two different races have the best shot at making it to November. One is Republican State Senator Joni Ernst, who's running for Harkin's U.S. Senate seat.
I'm campaigning because I'm the right candidate at the right time. I'm not, you know, using my gender as a crux.
Ernst is leading the primary polls. She's campaigning as a mom, but other than that, she doesn't overtly bring up gender. This week, she released this ad.
I grew up walking beans on our family farm. The church I grew up in is the church where our daughter was baptized.
That's a significant departure from her previous commercials, one showing her driving a motorcycle and firing a handgun at a shooting range. Her debut ad went viral.
I grew up castrating hogs on an Iowa farm, so when I get to Washington, I'll know how to cut pork.
Too far? Iowa voter Sally Frotcher thinks so.
I mean, if that was a male's commercial, that he could castrate hogs and shoot at a target accurately, that doesn't impress me. That's not the way to get my vote.
Now, in the other race, for the U.S. House, former Democratic State Senator Stacey Apple is running unopposed. Tonight, she's making calls alongside about a dozen other women.
Hi, is Kristen there, please? Hi, Kristen. Is Stacey Apple calling, the Democrat running for Congress?
Apple embraces her gender, campaigning heavily on education and talking about her six children. She has the backing of the Political Action Committee Emily's List. Sally Frotcher says it's important to bring up Apple's gender while making calls.
I think as a middle-aged woman who, you know, year after year, election after election, sees the female candidate being beat down because she is a woman, I think we do need to promote that she is a strong woman, well-educated, and has a message that works for men and for women.
Diane Bystrom isn't surprised that these female politicians of different parties are campaigning differently. She heads the Center for Women and Politics at Iowa State University and has spent years analyzing female candidates across the country. Her research shows Republican women often need to pick up male voters, while Democratic women have a little more leeway to stress their gender. She says any of the five women running for these open seats will have an advantage in November.
Women, when they run in open seat races, when they get to the general stage, for Congress, they actually win about 52% of the races, so they have a slight edge. And so if we can get one woman candidate to an open seat general election, I think we have a good chance.
The best chance Iowa women have ever had to break up the political boys club here. I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.